有一次我跟弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，有一次我跟弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，
One time when I was praying with our brothers and sisters,
有一句话突然进到我的里面。
A word appeared in my mind.
审判要从神的家起手。
And the thought was that God's judgment will start within his God's household.
那个时候好像这是彼得前书里边的话，好像那个时候有一个神特别的意思进到我的里面。
And these words are from First Peter, but at that time God gave me a particular word meaning to this.
就是圣灵来了，要叫我们为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And it's that the Holy Spirit came so that it would,
John 16, verse 8.
That it would convict us, that we are meant to convict ourselves of His, of sin, and to understand His, judgment and resurrection.
好，然后神同时赐下悔改的心，我们领受了。
In the same time, God gave us a repentant heart, and it's something that we have received.
我们悔改。
And so we repent.
神同时也赐下赦罪的恩。
And at the same time, God gave us the grace of forgiveness of our sins.
使我们可以实在的从不仅是过犯，而且是我当时所领受那个肉体得释放。
So that through receiving that, you know, we can be set free from our flesh.
这个不在乎这个世界上外面的环境。经过什么大灾难审判从什么跟这个没有绝对的关系。
And this doesn't have a direct relationship with any of the, you know, disasters or judgments that we see on earth.
因为神来了就是要叫我们这个人蒙恩。
Because God came so that we could receive His grace.
在约翰福音第一章里面，约翰福音第一章
In the Gospel of John in the first chapter,
第四节
In verse 4,
跟第九节
In verse 9,
都讲到神是我们里面的生命，如果我们接受他。
It says that God is our life if we receive Him into us.
这个生命就是我们里面的光。
And that this life is also the light within us.
这个光是真光，第九节。
And that this light is the true light.
还要照到我们里面。
And that it will shine within us.
路加福音第一章。
And in Luke chapter 1.
第一章七十八节。
Verse 78.
我看一下，对，七十八节，好，他说：“因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。”
It says, "Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven."To shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
这个光，这个真光。
This light, this true light.
是恩光，是慈光。
It's a light of mercy, a light of grace.
就是要把我们引到平安的路上。
And it's meant to guide us onto the path of peace.
叫我们不受害。
So that we're not harmed.
在神的生命中欢欣喜乐。
So that we can rejoice in God's life.
那以赛亚书有一段圣经我非常喜欢，我每一次读我的心就好受滋润。我们来读这个跟审判有关，以赛亚书26:8-9。
There is a scripture in Isaiah that that I really delight in, and it's Isaiah chapter 26:8-9.
你们喜欢，你们也可以跟我一起读。我好喜欢这两句话，每一次读，我的心就好得滋润哈。耶和华，我们在你行审判的路上等候你，我们心里所羡慕的
是你的名，
就是你那可纪念的名。夜间我心中羡慕你，我里面的灵切切寻求你，因为你在世上行审判的时候，地上的居民就学习公义。
So verse 8 and 9, yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness.
有人说，好像有一首诗歌这样讲，神用他的怜悯跟审判编织我们的岁月。
So some people say, just like there's a hymn where it talks about how God uses His mercy and His His judgment to basically measure out our lives.
个人在我们个人生命中进行的事，因为他是真光，他要照到我里面的黑暗。
And because he is the true light, he is shining into the darkness within us.
叫我们出死入生，出黑暗入光明。
So he wants us to walk away from death and walk into the light.
那这边讲说，我们在你行审判的路上等候你。
Here it says that we are waiting for God on this.On this way of his laws.
因为当我们被光照以后，我们知道我们的需要。
Because after we've been enlightened, we know what we need.
神的光临到我们，就是我们因着耶稣，耶稣自己就是一个 standard， 耶稣自己就是那个真光。当他一照到我们里面，我们很羡慕耶稣，我们看到我们的缺陷。
Because when we've received Jesus and when he's shined his light into us, we see what we're lacking.
所以我们就来等候他。
And so we wait upon him.
这个你的名就是你那可纪念的名。
And his name is a name that we desire.
神的名述说着他的属性。
And his name resembles his character.
神的性情啊，他的性格哈，他行事说话的作风。
It speaks about how his God's personality, his character, and how he talks and how he works.
那是都是我们所羡慕。你羡不羡慕像耶稣那样说话？羡不羡慕像耶稣那样心里柔和谦卑，很能够去爱去流露？我很羡慕。
So aren't these things that we desire to be like, just like the way Jesus speaks, the way Jesus does things. Like those are things that we desire to have.
对，我里面的灵切切的寻求你。
So that's why our hearts are desiring and desiring him and seeking him.
夜间就是指没有人看见的时候，也许我在床上。也许我应该休息的是属于我个人跟神之间的的 private hour 的时候，我的心那么切切的要寻求你。
So like here in verse 9, you know, yearning for God in the night, you know, it's during a time where, you know, it's a private hour, it's a private time, but it's between myself and God where I'm taking time to yearn for him.
因为我们没有办法认识自己，除非神光照我们。
Because we can't understand ourselves unless God reveals it to us.
所以当神光照我们的时候，好像神在说啊，你这个不好，那个不好，改一改，好像他在审判我。
So when God, you know, shines His light into us, we realize like, oh, there's certain things that, you know, here and there that are not right or that are not good, and it's like God is, you know, he's giving his judgments.
当他这样子的来审判我的时候，我感谢主，我就学了他的公义。
But when God, you know, judges us, you know, I still give thanks to him because he's revealing to me his righteousness.
今天我们敬拜的时候唱的第三首诗歌，我一唱我哦，感谢赞美主。我们讲到等候，那个心态就是住在基督里的那个整个的情形。
So, like the song we sang today, I just wanted to thank God because to dwell in Him is.To abide in him.
有人说等候神是什么意思啊？不知道那是怎么一回事。
So some people say, like, what does it mean to wait on God?
等候就是住在基督里。
And so waiting on God is abiding in him.
住在基督里会发生一些事。
And when you abide in him, certain things happen.
发生那些事就是我们等候神的时候，神可以做的。
And those things are only can happen when we wait on him and abide in him.
我们常跟主交通，等候神的时候，我们可以跟神倾心吐意。我跟他，他跟我，心灵交流。
So when we wait upon him and abide in him, we can have fellowship, and we can, talk to God about what's in our hearts.
跟主没有间隔。
And there's no.
有一个姐妹说
There's nothing in between us and him.
她血气枯干，她有一个姐妹，她身体不好，血气枯干，医生都拿她没办法。
So there was a sister who was very ill, and no doctors could help her.
她跟她先生说，你 leave me alone.
And she told her husband to leave her alone.
让我亲近主，他就不受打岔的亲近主。
For her to, you know, to wait upon God.
他说他的秘诀就是跟主不断的交通。
And she said that her secret is that she continuously has fellowship with God.
就是我与神，神与我，心灵交流，以至于没有间隔。
So that she, you know, she's part of God and God is part of her, and that there's no obstacle between that relationship.
结果神使她的身体大大的改善。
Through that, her physical health was greatly improved.
而且主成为他的智慧
，and God became her wisdom.
她影响她的先生去做事业。
She influenced her husband to do
大大亨通
business, and the business was really successful.
大大亨通。 prospered.
Yeah, it's successful.
然后呢，他先生本来是在家族中是被藐视的，因为是比较穷困的。
And her husband, you know, was kind of looked down upon, because he came from a poor family.
那他的家人是拜偶像的，他是信耶稣，所以他婆婆也不喜欢他。
And because he believed in Jesus, but the rest of his family, they did not. You know, some of his family members did not like that.
结果几方面，神都祝福他，他身体大大改善，后来也怀孕生子了。
So God really made some great changes in this sister. Not only did her health improve, but then she also was able to bear a child.
神好像把一些秘诀默告给他，他影响他先生就做事业，赚了大钱以后，他的家人不再轻看他们了。
It was kind of like God gave her the wisdom to influence her husband to make, you know,
他祝福到一个什么地
good business decisions, and because of that, you know, even because of all these blessings, her family, the other family members no longer look down on them.
住到有一个地步，有一阵子他们移民到加拿大去。
And at one point they immigrated to Canada.
他们不是，加拿大有一阵子是很多基督徒在他们的政府里边。
And at one point in Canada, there were many Christians who were working within the government.
世界各地的那个金融都不好，加拿大很强势。
And while the economies of many other countries around the world were not doing well, Canada's economy was still strong.
那个时候好像加币很强势。
And at that time, the Canadian dollar was
哦，这个姊妹就有感动。我们认识的这位，她现在已经不在台中喜安堂，她已经搬到别的地方去哈。那个时候，她有一个感动。
And so at that time, this sister had a God moved her.
就是为那个贝教授他们在纽约买的那个教堂奉献。
They were moved to give an offering to a church in New York.
他问大卫牧师怎么处理，大卫牧师说每家好像兄弟之邦，应该可以直接就过去这样。你知道他奉献多少？$50,000。
And she basically donated $500,000 to that church.
我不是很势利眼的跟你们讲说他奉献很多钱他就好，我只是告诉你们说他本来是那么穷困被轻看的，那因为他亲近主，身体好了，好，至少是我对他的情形也不是非常了解，但是就是以前是血气枯干，后来居然可以生孩子，后来事业也蒙神祝福。
So I'm not mentioning this large sum, to say that, that's a good thing, but rather I'm only mentioning this because of the fact that they came from a poor family background, and that. It was a huge turnaround for her and her family, and even in her health, her personal health, you know, God really blessed her, helped her be able to be healthy enough to bear a child, and also blessed her family.
第三件，她婆婆本来很不喜欢她，她为这个事祷告。
And another thing was that her mother-in-law did not like her very much, and she prayed a lot about this.
主有一天， 在一天之内，她跟婆婆讲一些话，讲福音，婆婆信主了。
This one particular day, God gave her words, to speak, and in that one day, in her conversation with her mother-in-law, and in preaching the gospel, her mother-in-law actually, accepted Jesus.
她后来为什么离开我们台中贤堂？因为上帝祝福她在台中县买了一块很大的地，盖了一栋超大的别墅，他邀我们去看哈。那他邀我们去就是要见证神的荣耀，神也他感动去那边买地，然后去那边建屋，他就住到那边去，离我们比较远，所以他就去就近的地方聚会。
And originally this sister was in our church, but she moved to a further place, and actually, they were very blessed, and God allowed them to buy a piece of land, and then they built a house there, but yeah. because they invited us to go see it, you know, to kind of witness just how great God has blessed her and her family, because they moved out. Further, they went to a different church.
Yeah. 那我跟你们提出这个见证，就是说，我们在这边所有的等候神，让神 build up 我们的这个身心灵，真的就像那个使徒约翰讲的，灵性兴盛，身体健壮，还有。凡我们所有的，神要赐福。
So the reason why I mention this is so that for all of us who are waiting upon God, we can know that yes, it's true that God will, you know, heal our spirits and give us health and prosperity.
Yeah. 所以我们按着神的指示去等候他，去亲近他，对我们是有很实质的益处的。
So there is benefit to waiting upon him according to his ways.
好，我们再来看另外一处圣经，以赛亚书64篇，也是我很喜欢的，常被提醒的诗篇。以赛亚书64篇。
So there's another
4-8节。
Another scripture in Isaiah 64, verse 4 to 8, and this scripture is also one that I really like.
从古以来，人未曾听见，未曾耳闻，未曾眼见，在你以外有什么神为等候他的人行事？ Verse 4.
Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him.
你迎接那欢喜行义、纪念你道的人，你曾发怒，我们仍犯罪，这景况已久，我们还能得救吗？
You come to help, to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways.But when we continue to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved?
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind our sins sweep us away.
并且无人求告你的名，无人奋力抓住你。原来你掩面不顾我们，使我们因罪孽消化。
No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and made us waste away because of our sins.
耶和华啊，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是你，你是窑匠。我们都是你手的工作。
Yet, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, you are the potter, we are all the work of your hand.
这段圣经非常宝贵。
This scripture is truly precious.
神为等候他的人行事。
God works on behalf of those who wait on him.
我刚刚说过，我们唱那个200首那个住在基督里，如果你们家有诗歌本，那里面所讲的就是跟等候有关的事。
And like the hymn we sang earlier about living in Jesus, that song has a lot to do about what it means to wait on God.
第五节，他说：“你迎接那欢喜行义、纪念你道的人。”
And in verse 5, here it says that that God helps those who gladly do right and those who remember His ways.
当我们乐意尊主而行，走在他的道上的时候，神要来迎接我们呢。
So when we make God our Lord and when we follow His ways, God is gladly waiting for us.
神怎么迎接我们？我们看箴言第八章。
So how does God do that? Let's look at Proverbs chapter 8.
走在神的道上，他怎么说？第十七节到二十一节。
Verse 17 to verse 21.
爱我的，我也爱他；恳切寻求我的，必寻得见。
I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me.
丰富尊荣在我，恒久的财，这个财是存到永永远远的哈。恒久的财，并公义也在我。
With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity, and this wealth and prosperity is eternal.
我的果实胜过黄金，强如金晶，我的出产超乎高银。
My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver.
我在公义的道上走，在公平的路中行。
I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice.
使爱我的承受获财，并充满他们的府库。
Bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasures full.
好不好？这个福好不好？很好，对不对？恒久的财，不仅呢，不仅我们有丰富的供应，还有公义，神的义。
So aren't these blessings truly great?That we can, you know, have these eternal prosperity, and we know that, you know, not only does God give us justice, but also righteousness.
以赛亚六十四篇，我们回到以赛亚六十四篇这里。
So let's go back to Isaiah 64.
他说：“主啊，你曾经发怒，我们还是犯罪，我们还是没有办法。”我们没有办法改变我们自己，我们还是犯罪。
Isaiah says that, you know, like, that, you know, God has been angry at us because, you know, we still sin, and who can change our sinful nature?
我们都像不洁净的人。
So we're all like those who are unclean.
也许某些方面很不错，可是某些方面我们还是有软弱。
So, you know, maybe in some aspects we're pretty good, but in other aspects we have weaknesses.
甚至我们不认识我们的软弱。
And even still, sometimes we don't recognize our own weakness.
那我们就在这种情况呢，好像就叶子渐渐枯干。
So in this situation, we're like leaves that shrivel up.
第七节说，并且无人求告你的名，无人奋力抓住你。
And in verse 7 says that no one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you.
这句话给我很大的提醒。
And this verse gave me a very big reminder.
你知道，有一些时候我们就在不知不觉当中，我们就漏掉神的祝福，漏掉神的祝福，光就失去了。你想想美国当初，不是有很多的愤青吗？芬妮，那个穆迪，对不对？不是有很多的愤青吗？怀特匪，
So, you know, this is a reminder because sometimes unknowingly, you know, we miss out on God's light and also God's blessing. And we think about, you know, U.S. history, how there were some significant
revivals
led by, you know, whether it's Whitefield or Moody and, yeah. and others.
对，那可是呢，我最近听到一个姐妹讲一个非常好的一个教会，现在的光景是何等的可怜。
And recently I heard from a sister. She told me about a really well-known church, which now their situation is not so good.
表面好像还是一个很大的教会，可是里面灵性的光景已经被仇敌的虫子在蛀了。
On the outside, it may look like a big church, but on the inside, the spiritual condition is not good, and it's as if the enemies have already infested.
一个国家的生命现象衰退，跟他内在生命已经退步有关。
So the outward declines of you know a country, a nation, or a church has a lot to do with the spiritual condition within the people.
周牧师上次不是跟我们讲，有些教会要拍卖了吗？本来教会到一个地步，甚至建堂，对不对？就表示曾经复兴过，你才有力量去建堂啊。现在居然要拍卖了，为什么？因为灵性退步。
So even a couple weeks ago, Pastor Chow he talked about how there are some churches that were long established and now they have to be auctioned. And so that's kind of signifying how there's a decline in the spirituality.Within our churches.
以赛亚在这边讲到的，就是他们当时国内的光景。
And here Isaiah is talking about the situation of in Israel at the time.
第一圣事，属灵的圣事，大卫王不是把属灵的圣事带到这个国家吗？那渐渐就退了，到这个时候。
And you know this is.From, you know, at this point of history, it was a continuous decline from when King David basically established the kingdom.
那无人求告你，无人奋力抓住你。
So here again it says, no one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you.
所以他们就堕落了。
And so that's why they fall.
那
they fell.
把这个经文运用到我们个人的生命中，主啊，如果我有不洁净的，如果我有退步的，你光照我。我就要来求告你，我要来奋力抓住你。
So these verses remind us that, you know, if there are unclean things within us, or things that are not right, then may God, you know, reveal that to us, and so that we can call out to Him and lay hold of Him.
因为你是全能的神。
Because God is an Almighty God.
你光照我，就是要我悔改。
And he reveals things to us so that we can repent.
你用你的怜悯跟恩慈来光照我，就表示你要我悔改。
He uses his mercy and grace to shine his light on us, which means that he wants us to turn to him.
耶稣已经成全那个大救恩。
And Jesus already accomplished that great salvation.
没有什么罪恶，他不能破除，他不能拯救。
And there is no sin.That God cannot eliminate.
Yeah, 所以神可以救， 神可以使我们的软弱刚强起来。
And so God can save us, and He can cause our weak in our weaknesses, to be made. We can be made strong.
多年来，我一个感受就是，魔鬼跟上帝很不一样。魔鬼也知道我们的软弱，上帝也知道我们的软弱。就像上帝，有时候他像上帝一样知道我们的软弱。
And so over the years, I've learned something. It's that the you know a huge difference between God and the devil.You know, both God and the devil knows our weaknesses.
上帝的爱就在我们的 Achilles 那个软弱的地方，就加强维护，加强使我们就在我们最弱的点，可能是我们刚强的点，甚至让神可以用的点。
With the difference is that with God, He pours out His love, to help us in our weakest.Areas in our Achilles heel, you know, he strengthens us in those moments so that we can, that those things can actually become our strengths and that God can use us through it.
你看大卫王后来是不是那么得胜？当他到最后的时候，人家要送他那个美女，他都不碰的。
So think about how victorious, King David's life was, you know, even in the end, when they sent a young girl to lay next to him, he didn't even touch her.
那魔鬼不一样，魔鬼知道你的致命伤。
But the devil's different. He knows our weaknesses.
他就利用你的软弱，把试探送进来，就让你垮掉。
But he uses our weaknesses to exploit them through temptation.
所以我们要常常来依靠主。
So we have to often rely on God.
求告他，奋力抓住他。
To call on Him and to strive to lay hold of Him.
当我们知道我们的软弱，我们的需要，就在那个点上，我们来奋力抓住神，像雅各一样。
So when we know what our weaknesses are, then we need to just.Call on him, strive to lay hold on him, the same way that Jacob did.
雅各把全人就靠赖在神身上，让神带领他得胜。
And you know, Jacob, he fully relied on God to help him be victorious.
神会做成他的工在我们生命中。
And God will accomplish His work in our lives.
他也许他要拆毁我们的旧造。
And perhaps, you know, he has to break down our old self.
重新塑造他的性格，在我们这个人的 identity 的里面。
And he has to recreate that new identity within us.
使我们有份于他的性情。
So that we can have part of him.
我们再看一处地方，诗篇六十八篇。
Let's.Turn to Psalms 28.
很宝贵的一个地方。十一节。
Verse 11. Wait, which chapter?
六十八。
Oh, sorry. Psalm 68, verse 11.
十一节到四节，我们一起读好吗
？Verse 11 to 14.
这四节我们一起读。主发命令，传好信息的妇女成了大群。统兵的君王逃跑了，逃跑了。在家等候的妇女分受所夺的，你们安卧在羊圈的时候，好像鸽子的翅膀镀白银。翎毛镀黄金一般，全能者在境内赶散列王的时候，势如飘雪在撒门。
The Lord announced the word, and great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings and armies flee in haste, in the camps men divide the plunder. Even while you sleep among the campfires, the wings of my dove are sheathed with silver, its feathers with shining gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in the land, it was like snow falling on Zalman.
上个礼拜周牧师希望我们，你们去，我们去传福音。十一节这边讲，主发命令，传好信息的妇女成了大群。
And the previous week, you know, Pastor Chow encouraged us to go out and preach the gospel. And here, verse 11, it says how the Lord announced the word, and great was the company of those who proclaimed it.
是，我们应该要接受神的吩咐，你们去，使万民做我的门徒。
And that's true. We have to fulfill this, this mission to go out and proclaim the gospel.
当耶稣要他的门徒出去，在《使徒行传》那边，耶稣说：“你们先等候在耶路撒冷，等候父所应许的圣灵。”
Before when Jesus told his disciples to go out, he also said, you know, before they do that, to wait in Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit.
使你们可以成为我的见证。
So that they can become his testimony.
所以你看第十二节。
So look at verse 12.
有一群人在家等候。
There are a group of people who are waiting.
我想这里的妇女不只是 physical 讲的那个 woman 哈妇女，也是就是基督的心腹。十二节。
And here, you know, it's not that the people who are waiting are those who.Are God's people.
当他们在那边等候，我们刚唱的那200首，撒旦难攻击。
And when people abide in Christ, Satan cannot harm us.
黑影要被除去。
And that the darkness and the shadows are to be removed.
生命要吞死亡。
And that life will swallow up death.
这边统兵的君王逃跑了，逃跑了，魔鬼要逃跑。
And here, you know, the kings and armies is like the enemy, the devil, it has to flee.
在征战的时候，在属灵征战的时候，魔鬼要遁逃。
And in these spiritual battles, the spiritual war, you know, the enemy has to flee away.
等候神的大军要分受所夺的。
And those who rely on God, they will plunder. They'll divide the plunder.
第十四节，第十三节说，你们安卧在羊圈的时候，好像鸽子的翅膀镀白银，翎毛镀黄金一般。
And in verse 13 it says, even while you sleep among the campfires, the wings of my dove are sheathed with silver, its feathers with shining gold.
当你等候神。神做工在你生命中的时候，神会变化你。
And when we wait upon God, and when God works in our lives, it causes a life change.
有一个姐妹哈，她说我以前好爱世界哦。
There was a sister. She once said.
台湾有一个华妈妈，因为她公开讲，所以我可以公开做她的见证。
This sister who's from Taiwan. You know, she once said she really loved the world.
她说她很爱世界，那个时候她经济情况也不错。
She said she loved the world, and at the time, the economy was doing well.
她穿那个衣服哦，是黄色的系列。
And the clothes she wore were
她就要拿黄色的 handbag。穿黄色的鞋子都是要一套的。
She liked wearing yellow clothing, and from top to bottom, it was all.
是一个贵妇。
It was.
后来她来亲近主，等候神。
But you know, she started drawing near to God, waiting upon Him.
常常等候神。
And she did it often.
有一天，她先生看到她等候神。他觉得他太太好像脸色都变了。
And one time, her husband saw her waiting upon God, and
以前好像
it was as if her face changed.
以前好像感动不动，先生来追求。
And it was like as if it was in the past it was hard to motivate her husband to seek the Lord.
先生亲眼看到太太下这个等候神的功夫真的不一样了。
But her husband, you know, saw the difference, the change, that occurred when she started waiting upon God.
不仅爱世界的心没有了。
It wasn't just that her heart, her love for the world was gone.
变朴实了。
And that she became ordinary.
越来越娴熟。越来越好。太太越来越好，
that,
越是好太太。
And that her, and that she, became better wife, better person.
后来他先生就来追求主了。
And so even her husband started seeking the Lord.
因为这个画妈妈像鸽子眼。
Because this sister was just like this dove.
她专心爱耶稣，她要耶稣的生命，她要像耶稣那样。
She was focused on loving Jesus and wanting to become like Jesus.
神就做工在他生命中。
And so God did work in her life.
十四节。
In verse 14.
全能者在境内赶散列王。
Says the Almighty scattered the kings in the land.
我们这个人如果是一个等候神的人，让耶稣在我们生命中作王。
If we are people that wait upon him and we let Jesus be the king,
我们也算是神属灵的一个 realm, 一个属灵的境界。我们这个人
then you know we ourselves are like a spiritual realm.
全能者在境内赶散列王，我们的旧生命有很多个王。
And you know when.God, the Almighty God, He scatters the kings in the land, and it's as if, you know, because within ourselves and our old self, we have a lot of kings.
神把这些旧造的各种不同的都赶出去。
And so God is driving out all of these,
势如飘雪在上。
These kings within us, just as if it's snow falling.
我们今天唱我们的神是全能的。
Today we sang a song that talks about how God is Almighty.
神可以做一件事。
And God can do something.
把他的恩泽降到我们生命中。
He can pour his grace upon us.
就覆盖了我们里边所有的丑陋。
And it can cover up all of our sin.
好，那这个呢？我就这一点我就讲到底，所以等候神是可以转化我们的生命的。
So waiting upon God can transform our lives.
另外呢，另外一个层面，我只讲一句圣经，我们来看一下彼得前书第四章第一第十二节到十四节。
So let's also look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse.
12 to 14.
And the other aspect is that God is using
神的目的
circumstances to shape us.
神的目的同样是要制作我们。
And God wants to build us up.
十二节到十四节，这边有三句话哈。亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。火炼的试验。
Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you.
特别注意火炼的试验。
Pay attention to.The painful suffering, painful trial.
十三节，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed.
倒要欢喜。
And so we're supposed to rejoice.
十四节，你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
If you're insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you.
神荣耀的灵。
So the Spirit of glory.
有时候神要制作我们，要使我们的生命更上一层楼。
Sometimes when God wants to transform us and build us up, take us to higher ground.
要使我们更像耶稣。
To make us more like Jesus.
有时候神会许可。视为的祸患临到，不是因为我们的罪，是神许可的。
Sometimes God will allow trials and sufferings to happen to us, and it's not because of our sin.
这个跟我们刚刚讲的不太一样哈。
So this is slightly different than what we were talking about earlier.
火炼的试验来到的时候，倒要欢喜。
But when you know these painful trials and sufferings come, we have to rejoice.
因为你如果跟主一同受苦，你就会一同得荣耀。
Because if we participate in the sufferings of Christ, then we will also participate in Christ's glory.
神荣耀的灵会藏在你身上。
And the Spirit of glory will rest upon us.
所以我们实在可以欢喜快乐。
And so we can truly rejoice.
神应许给我们的人生是满有荣光大喜乐的人生。
And the life that God gave us is one that's to be full of His glory and His joy.
你看彼得写彼得书信，有那么多的讲到试炼。
If you think about what Peter wrote in his letters, a lot of it's talking about trials.
在试炼中仍然可以有满有荣光的大喜乐。
And that even through these trials, that we can still have that fullness, that glory and joy.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个信仰是无价之宝。我们得到主是得到无价之宝。
And brothers and sisters, our faith here is precious.
愿我们在他行审判的路上来等候他。
Because so that you know, as we continue to wait upon him on this path.
OK, 好，谢谢。
什么？你跟谁说？
是不是可以讲一下见证？